Okay, by hypothesis, we're live.
Woohoo!
Hello.
I didn't actually test it, so I can't say it's a theory.
Yeah, that's
I have
true.
I have a sister.
Hail the hypothesis.
Mom says we're live, so that counts as a test result, right?
Okay, so now it's a hypothesis. No, theory. Mm-hmm. It's now a theory. Yes, okay, the theory yes. of being live. I have detected a pulse. All right, well, with that intro, welcome to mm-hmm. Pack Tactics Season 2. This is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Tonight I am joined by a bunch of awesome people. We've got Ellie, we've got Io, we've got Jen, we've got Millie hanging out muted, we've got Cindy, we have Archbeth hanging out in chat, like always. Thank you so much for showing up. And my name is Crash. What did we do last week?
We leveled up to 17.
No, we did not.
Look, I gotta try.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the attempt.
Wow.
But what did you really do?
We found a gnome. And also, we didn't fight a bunch of undead once again.
Yeah,
true.
We...
We stole some rocks with Chinese in them from the
His name is
mine.
Bob, because I keep thinking Bob the Builder.
Oh, okay, so you remember.
Yes, old Bob.
We found him running a mine full of undead who were mining diamonds. And even though we initially let the undead go about the thing when we found out they were Bob's old crew and he wanted them to rest in peace, Marwise created an earthquake and buried them.
Yep. By request.
Oh, wait, also, now I remember the dwelling. Zaldane's dazzling dwelling got cast.
Right.
Well, we have the person who can be magically tricked.
Oh, right.
Old Bob.
Old Bob, yeah. And we sold some diamonds that Gox is going to give to Zeely because she asked for them. And we broke a giant machine with a javelin.
Also
technically,
true.
That was all Gox.
Yeah.
The rest of the group was there for moral support.
Zeely decided to be dramatic despite being like, I'm not sure if she was the only member of the party, but no, wait. Despite being one of the members of the party who had no idea who this person was.
I apologize for sidetracking us a little bit, but...
We never sidetrack in these campaigns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. And, Io, I promise I am not making fun of you, but I enjoy that when you say the word dramatic... Because of your regional accent, it is difficult for me to parse without context whether you're saying dramatic or traumatic.
Oh no! Oh, no.
and given Zeely,
yes.
Both are equally likely.
Go correction.
Fair.
Correction. Given my campaigns in general. Both are a fair cop. Like, at this point, it's a toss-up whether or not the end boss in this particular campaign is going to be Tiamat or Tarrasque.
True.
Or...
I'm just reading Millie in chat. Yeah, both.
No, both is not good. Both is not good.
Tiamat riding the Tarrasque. With a giant carrot on a string held in front of it to direct it. Just runs over the party repeatedly.
It's like the Chocobo summon from Final Fantasy, only much, much bigger.
You see this giant Chocobo rising up above the horizon, larger than the sun, with 5 heads. Now I have this image of Tiamat showing up to the Chocobo theme song.
Oh no.
I'm not upset about this imagery. And I appreciate Archbeth in chat is like Tiamat clinging like a cat to a rampaging Tarrasque. I am here for this content. I am so here for this content. All right. So I will provide additional information. I'm assuming that you took a long rest. In the Dazzling Dwelling.
Yeah,
because,
let's fix that. Did we? I think we did.
If you're choosing not to, let me know. If
okay,
you are, then go ahead and press
I'm
the button.
I'm going to choose that, yes.
Yeah, I thought that was the plan.
Yeah, okay. I just forgot to do it last time. Okay.
All right.
I forgot my character sheet's up on the new computer.
Yay, new computer. So, you were talking about that earlier.
I was.
Really good deal for one. I wish I could get computers with that good a deal because I would like to refurbish my lab. The computers in it are over twice as old as my kindergartners.
Oh, no.
That's Ooh. A thing. But hey, they got 2 gigabytes of RAM, and most of them have 80 gigabyte hard drives. There's two that have 160 gigabyte hard drives. What do you think about that? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, moving on.
EO Bob is breathing fire. If anime has taught me anything, it's that spicy dinners, which EO has just copped eating, make you breathe fire. So
just aim away from the computer. Aim away from the computer. One does not simply
but toward
ride
the enemy.
Tarrasque had 20th
mistakes
level ranger
have
who tried
been
that.
Made.
No, and, to be fair, mistakes have been made.
Yeah, the mistakes may have been made by the restaurant, which didn't say that that was extremely spicy.
Well, they should always
so
tell you that.
Adventures and takeout were not good adventures.
You failed your con save, is what you're saying.
What did you get, by
yes.
the way?
Yes. Huh?
What did you get?
I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
That's fair.
Anytime anyone says this is too spicy, I ask what it is, because I want to try it.
The insanity chili pepper. Never
heard about that. I have a 1 tablespoon bottle of ghost pepper chili, ghost pepper hot sauce that I use for my eggs in the morning.
If someone delivers a spice while wearing a welding mask, maybe... Maybe don't, but never mind about that.
If someone delivers a spice while wearing a welding mask, I want to try it.
Ellie, I love you, but I'm a little scared of you.
That's fair. All right, so moving on. Bob has provided you additional information. It turns out that originally his crew was mostly captured alive. The reason why they were undead was from the first escape attempt, where they decided to slaughter the crew, except for Bob, and then leave him there because he was their leader. They figured it was a suitable punishment for him. He is maybe just a teeny little bit less vengeance-minded than Zeely. It's hard to tell with old Bob because he's always grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So
our characters probably wouldn't know that. But yeah.
Those of you Zeely who remember says, him don't remember him ever being happy.
Zeely says, revenge. Old Bob says, revenge.
Well, I suppose. I mean, don't have anything else to do today. Might as well go kill Tiamat. You know, it's a thing.
Hello. Hello. My name is Old Bob. You killed my crew. Prepare to...
Stop saying that! No, seriously, prepare to, How does one, Okay, I guess that is exactly how you, So it's been 8 hours. The bacon is gone. What would you like to do?
Aww.
Well, it's been 8 hours. I assume that the bacon is gone by now.
Probably.
I mean, on the one hand, it's... I think it's 50 people's worth of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
On the other
25
hand,
25 in Gox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Bob is also capable of consuming a significantly large amount of bacon.
I imagine Gox is to bacon like Scrooge McDuck is to his money vault.
Except Scrooge has never consumed the money in his vault, so far as we know.
That's a fair
right,
cop.
Right.
I mean, he has spat the coins out like one spits out a fountain of water. He may True. Have swallowed a coin or two by accident.
A nine course banquet for up to 100 people. So,
course one is bacon.
Course one is bacon.
Course two is bacon soup. Course three is BLTs.
Oh my god!
And Gosh has eaten all of it.
Yeah. There is available gluten-free bacon for those who prefer.
It's the same as actual bacon.
Well, they
they do pay to get a little label on the front of the bacon package that says gluten-free. There is organic bacon, which means it was not made out of raw minerals. Comes from the most select of bacon plants.
Oh my gosh. All right, so when Gox is done eating all the bacon that he can find, he's going to make sure that he gives Zeely all the shiny rocks that he picked up.
Zeely puts them in her bag of holding.
Okay, Zeely now has a few handfuls of uncarved diamonds. You find a suitable jeweler, and they can probably make them be quite valuable. As they are now, they're not even good for a game of marbles because they're irregular.
They should eat
more fiber. That's all right. I need them for later, not for right now.
Yeah, there's a problem with that, though. When I said I didn't have the diamonds to raise the dead, I didn't mention the spell also has a 10-day expiration date.
Does that mean you have to relearn the spell after 10 days, or those dead that you raised are no longer raised after 10 days?
It means after 10 days, I can't raise them.
Ah, okay.
There are
Resurrection actually has a century expiration date.
I was looking at raised dead, because I don't think I have resurrection.
There's different levels.
You're a cleric, you can have resurrection.
I don't think I have it yet.
You're a cleric, and you can cast 7th level spells. You can cast resurrection if you prepare it in the morning. Isn't that how clerics work? Maybe I'm misremembering how clerics work.
That is how clerics can work. I appreciate all the bacon jokes that I'm hearing.
It is a 7th level spell, which is why I didn't see it earlier. So, yeah, I can, just the diamonds need to be even more expensive.
There is a low-level cleric spell that prevents the body from becoming an undead and also lengthens
extends the time.
Yeah.
Yes, spare the dying, that's a cantrip.
Yes, it's kind of like, you know, putting the body in a cooler to keep it fresh.
However, we buried the clan, we did not put them in our bag of holding.
This is also true. All right, so it's been 8 hours, the bacon is gone. What do you do?
Well, we know when we open the door, there's probably going to be enemies out there. Should we just operate off of that assumption and get a few things prepared to just go out guns a-blazing? Or crossbolts a-blazing?
Zeely a-blazing.
Literally.
She does have the ability to set herself on fire.
She does.
Everyone in her vicinity.
I was mostly asking because of Conjure Celestial, you know, takes a full minute to cast, but gives us another fighter.
But there's also no bacon left.
Right, so you have a fighter.
you'd have a very angry fighter.
Yeah.
It's the Pirates of the Caribbean, but with bacon.
Right.
And no pirates. Why is the bacon gone?
Well, we could open the door a little and kind of peek out, see what's out there. Maybe they didn't find us.
Yeah, I'm going to open the door.
How wide do you open the door?
Wide enough to look out.
Okay, give me a stealth check.
Oh, I wasn't particularly being stealthy.
Then give it to me at disadvantage.
Come on, bardiness. Incredibly high. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well,
so that's not one of the things you have expertise in, is it?
No.
Well, with a 7, that as your lowest roll, so that's what we're keeping, this would often be a bad thing. However, the DM has rolled a 3. I used the very special die that I have, where when I roll a 20, it flashes and looks really cool. My wife bought me this die. I think of her every time I roll it. And I cannot, in fact, use this die this evening to crush all of your hopes and dreams yet.
That's too bad, because for a moment I was having the mental image of that scene from cartoons where someone opens a door or a chest and all of a sudden their face is just covered in flames and they quickly close the door and like, let's try another door.
Unfortunately, you only have one door here unless Zeely teleports you out. But Dimension Door is still technically a door.
Yeah.
Even if only in name. But whatever.
I forgot a thing I wanted to do before I opened the door.
Well?
It's a very trivial thing.
Well, they haven't noticed you.
Okay. Well, I'll close the door then.
Okay.
Do we have anyone here who knows thaumaturgy?
Nope.
Can anyone here open all the windows in the tavern?
No one, then.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
To my knowledge.
A small Kenku on the other side of the world is frantically thinking, but I know thaumaturgy.
I don't know why I'm thinking I know thaumaturgy, but I know it. So what did I see when I looked out?
Give me a perception check. You saw 5 red dragons and a Tarrasque. Not true.
Oops.
With a mighty 8, you saw that there were a few people milling about, but you'd have to have higher than an 8 for me to give you more details. It didn't look like there was an army waiting for you. Just a few people. They did not seem to have noticed you.
Then I guess they don't understand the kind of threat we pose yet.
Okay.
Or it could be a few members of the 20.
A few.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out for them in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, we could take them.
The DM would have to come up with higher ranking NPCs to throw at you to make it more of a challenge, especially since you leveled up. Fortunately, he never does that.
Yeah. Oh. All right, I'm going to open the door and look out and see what I see. Just see if I can get any more information. Is that perception or what?
It would be a perception check, yes. And a stealth check if you don't
and
want to be
And a stealth check.
Okay, well, I've rolled a 4 for one of those.
Okay, well, you were rolling perception first, so you're going to see nada.
Nothing.
But now roll me a stealth check.
Stealth is a 9, and I have a +2 on that. Not enough, probably.
Okay. Are you still looking out the door?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So you don't see a whole lot to be able to tell exactly how many of them there are, but you're definitely aware that one of the ones that seems to have been unrolling a really long roll of caution, police line, do not cross tape, has dropped that tape and is pointing in your general direction going, hey, over there.
I close the door. There's some people out there, but I'm not sure what they're doing.
Zeely casts Crown of Stars.
Zeely now looks like her character art.
Oh.
All right.
This is the player asking and not the character, because the character would remember. What's the name of the dragon, the undead dragon?
Deucalion.
Deucalion, thank you.
Ooh, excellent.
All right.
Archbeth says Duke.
That's what?
Yeah.
If I had... I should have remembered Duke and I would have gotten the rest of it.
So, if you had stayed to fight Deucalion instead of leaving Fenix and the kobolds and the army of paladins to fend for themselves... Granted, Army of Paladins
Army
against
of Paladins.
An undead dragon. The result was kind of known in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I would have tried to find the first opportunity to refer to Deucalion as Duke Nukem. Probably when he used his breath weapon.
I am going to instruct everybody else to stay behind the partially open doors.
Oh, they're currently closed.
Obvious.
They're closed, yeah.
Right. I know.
Okay.
I am going to open the doors. I'm going to leave them partially opened. Stay behind them until it's obvious that I'm in danger.
Okay.
If you say so.
Please keep all kobolds inside the dazzling dwelling until the Daldane right. has come to a full and complete death save.
Oh, no.
I'm not waiting that long.
Can I rage preemptively and before we get into battle?
You'll lose it.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Time just doesn't slow down until combat starts.
Okay. Well, it's just a
thought. I cast Crown of Stars because it lasts for an hour.
That makes
sense. And then I'm going to open the doors, step through, and close them partly behind me so that I'm visible, but so that ideally nobody's visible behind me.
Okay. So you see 5 humanoids, most likely humans or elves, They are wearing masks and headgear that look kind of fancy and evokes dragon-esque imagery. One of them is wearing a much fancier mask that has five dragon heads sticking out the top of it, but the rest of them are wearing simpler affairs, where if they smoked a pack of the day, they might be able to pull off a "I'm Batman" voice.
I'm Batman.
But for the most part, they sound a bit more like it's their first day.
Okay.
It's my first day.
Great.
Hey, you! What are you doing here? The guy with the fancier mask is not saying anything, but all five of them are approaching you. Some of them are approaching from much further away. There were a few that were over at the factory that was damaged but not knocked over. But for the most part, they were hanging around the now slightly more filled-in quarry.
What do you think you're doing, perching like vultures around my quarry? And I'm trying to mimic Deucalion's voice.
Give me a performance check.
Oh my wow.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, 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 oh my gosh.
This, I hope this goes well.
A 24. Whoa.
I think it went well.
Yes.
Okay, well, with a 24, I am going to ask for an additional roll.
Okay.
But with a 24, you're going to make this roll at advantage. What's the stat for intimidation checks? Is it already charisma?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So give me an intimidation check with advantage. This is where we get two natural ones. No, that's not two natural ones. That right there is a 25. So as soon as you say this, everyone who's running forward, except for the two that were over at the factory, because they're not close enough to deal with this yet. If you'd known thaumaturgy, you could have projected your voice more. But the ones that were closer, which is three of them, including the one with the fancier hat, you can tell he's important because he has a very fancy hat. they all like simultaneously take a step backward, perhaps involuntarily. Like they might not know they took a step backward.
I am Deucalion, Dracolich of the Desert Wastes, and I have this under control.
Give me a deception check.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's
oh my
a gosh. 28. Let me... Now, this is a contested roll, so... Well, that... With just that bonus...
Yeah, but if it beats a 28, it earned it.
Yeah, holy
yes,
cow.
Yes, this is true. So here's the thing. With the bonus of my roll, that brought it up to a 19. which is significantly lower than a 28. Congratulations. Math wins the day. So the two guys that are running over are kind of slowing down because they see the uneasiness in the people that are already close enough to you. The two underlings that are already within shouting distance, like, fall to their knees in front of you. The guy with the fancier mask maintains his composure a bit better. Maybe it's just because he's wearing a mask that covers his entire face, so you can't tell if he went incredibly pale or not. But he just says, "My lord, forgive us. Our understanding was that you were dealing with a rebel band of kobolds on the other side of the world."
Report to your masters that Deucalion lives and has this matter under his direct supervision.
Yes, we shall do so at once. Let's go. We're going to go. He's motioning with a hand frantically in a direction, which I'm doing in real life, and it's an audio format, so none of you can see me. So, like, waving over to the side, where you now notice there's a bunch of horses that are just sort of, like, tied up to a tree in the distance. Like, we're gonna go up, over that. Bye. Nice meeting you. We're gonna... Bye. And then they all
well met.
Go off. Nice meeting you, too.
All right, clear. You can come out now.
Could we? Would you mind if we sent you a friend request on LinkedIn? Just trying to build up my resume a bit.
Understood.
Okay. Bye.
All right, it's clear. You can come out now.
Sally comes out clapping.
I took that actor feat. I'm going to use it.
Gox is impressed.
Doldane, that was beautiful.
Bard MVP.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, those characters were all statted up and ready to go for an incredibly fun battle that you just... I was ready for this, and then you just had to take all my fun and throw it all away. How dare you?
Crash.
How dare you roll incredibly well as a high-level character? Doing exactly what bards are designed to do.
So, I suppose now we need to figure out what we're doing with Bob and then keep heading towards the mountain.
Yeah, that's a probably good idea.
Well, Bob's already stated he wants to go the opposite direction of wherever we're going with as little information mm-hmm. of where we're going as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd appreciate it if you waited until after I left to talk about your destination.
Oh.
All right, Bob. Nice to see you again.
Okay. Are you all leaving the Dazzling Dwelling now?
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as the last one's out and shuts the door. Now, you cast the Dazzling Dwelling on the side of the hill that you originally mm-hmm. climbed over to see the quarry and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Perception checks all around.
Okay. That hit something. That did not. I have a 2. Gox is oblivious. Well, I mean, perception's plus 5. That won't really help.
Yeah. So basically, Daldane got an 8. Gox got a 7. Not Cindy. There is no Cindy. Only Marwise. Marwise got a 23. Marwise sees everything.
I can see through time.
Marwise's pupils are just dilated to the size of saucers.
Theo?
From her point of view, yeah. There's just stars flying past.
Did we get a perception check from you?
Oh, no. Sorry.
Just making sure we didn't miss
it. I have a plus 1. I always forget I have this. So that's a 14.
Okay. So two beings realize what's up. Old Bob and Marwise. You know, hills are great things. It's really hard to see through them. It's really hard to see over them when you're at the base of them. And that incredibly large red dragon just hanging out on the top of the hill, resting its gigantic head in one scaly, clawed hand as it watches you do your thing. Has an amused expression on its face.
Hello there! I've been looking for you.
For me?
Wait.
Who are you?
You're not the red dragon I'm looking for.
No. He's in another castle.
I fling one of my crown of stars at him, if it's still up.
It has not been an hour. What does your crown of stars do?
I need to make a ranged attack roll. And on a hit, he's going to take 4d12 radiant damage.
Okay.
And that's a 28.
Just barely grazes him.
15 points of radiant damage.
Okay. You've
singed
his nose.
That's a bonus action, by the way.
You've singed his nose slightly. And as a response to this, you are all going to need to make a DC 21 dexterity saving throw.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Because I assume that you saw this coming.
Yep. Oh, no. That's a 3.
Dexterity,
well, 12
right?
12 doesn't beat a dexterity. 21.
All right. I have a 15 dexterities plus 2, so sounds like I failed.
Yeah, your total has to be over 21. Well, 21.
Yeah, it's,
no, ties go to the attacker, so over 21.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Someone's got to remind me to do Inspiring Leader every morning.
Oh.
That or you need to hire a paladin.
Yeah. Can I have done Inspiring Leader this morning?
No, sorry. You didn't
nice
say
try,
it,
though.
So you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I got a 6 on my stat. Save.
Well, I'm going to...
Old Bob makes his save.
Good for him. I'm going to use cutting words on the damage save, on the damage roll.
Okay. For how much?
7.
Okay. So here's the thing. Those of you who fail the save take 63 points of fire damage. Now...
No, I take half of that because I cast Absorb Elements.
That's a reaction, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we're good. Gox, you're going to take half of that because fire damage
fire
and
resistance.
Your armor makes you
yeah.
resistant. So you're going to take 31 because we round down.
Okay. Okay. Let me get that. Okay, got it.
Old Bob.
And that's...
As he is avoiding half of this damage from his save, just looks over at Zilean with an expression that says, "Are you okay?" But the expression is still,
"Meh."
But so he's asking, "Are you okay?" And I mean, fine if you're not. I mean, we do you. But seriously, you okay? But he does this all with an expression. I think it's time to roll for initiative.
All right. Here we go. I've got 12 plus 2.
So 14
18.
For
Gox. 18.
16 for Daldane.
And a 9 for Marwise.
Well, we want the healer to go last because at that point everyone's taken a lot of damage. Although we kind of started with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's a thing. So let's roll for Old Bob. What's he got? He has a plus 5. Oh, Old Bob's got a 23.
You know, I hadn't, until you started talking about what Old Bob was doing, I hadn't realized that Old Bob was still wandering around with us.
He was about to part ways with you, but the large red dragon has decided to turn this into... what has been referred to amongst my people as a Lutheran goodbye. That is a thing. Okay, and I should probably roll for the red dragon.
Nah, it's okay if he doesn't get a turn.
No, it's totally fine. Okay, and on my initiative tracker, I've decided to refer to the dragon as Old Red.
Sure.
Not to be confused with Old Bob. Old Bob has brown hair speckled with gray. Like the cool guy gray, where it's just on the sides.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So Old Bob is going first.
All right.
That actually, amusingly, is how I'm coming in gray. My temples are going first.
I've got streaks, except in my beard. The sides of the beard went gray first.
I have white streaks that look like I dyed them. I can't explain it.
I enjoy thinking of Crash Now as Data from the...
Tell him to get rid
finale.
Of that stripe. He looks like a skunk. I remember that episode. Okay. So Old Bob rushes right up the hill, almost as if he is someone capable of taking, say, a dash action. might be a thing that he can do. And he pulls out a crowbar. That conveniently, if you are in charge of manning a factory as the only living occupant, sometimes a crowbar is accessible. So he happened to have one on him. And he takes a swing. He actually takes more than one swing because he's high enough level for that. The DM really likes this character and hopes he does not die. That's a crit. How does he do for the other two? That is...
Wow.
That one's a lot lower. That one with his bonus to hit is only a 23.
Oh my.
And that last one is a 15, so that's not going to do it. But a crit and a hit.
Good start.
Yeah, so I'm going to roll the damage for this. Actually, no, I'm just going to take the average damage for this because this game is going to go for a long time if I'm rolling all these die. So I'm just going to double the average damage. Okay, the dragon is not bloodied, but he's being beaten around the head by an angry halfling with a crowbar.
I love this image.
The dragon was not expecting this.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't met Old Bob yet, obviously.
No. By the way, with the crit, I'm going to say you see the head violently shake to the side with a few tendrils of flame from its breath weapon still like leaking out in the direction that the head is flung from this mighty blow. The second blow is not quite as mighty, but, I mean, you crit, you gotta do something special. Alright, Zeely, it's your turn.
Right. So you're not who I was looking for, which means that you are just an obstacle, and it would be very wise of you if you got down on the ground and stayed there right now. And I'm going to roll intimidation versus his insight with my menacing feat.
Ooh.
Okay. By the way, it helps if I'm looking at the stats for the Red Dragon and not Old Bob when I roll the save.
Yes.
Just throwing that out there.
Insight. Insight skill, not a save.
Okay.
29.
Insight is intellect or wisdom? I'm looking at monster stats, so I can't say.
Wisdom.
Okay. So you got a 29?
Yep.
Okay. Would you accept a 23?
I would not.
What if I said please?
No, I believe the dragon is until where did it go? Sorry, I'm trying to track down. Frightened.
Would you believe two kobolds in a trench coat?
Frightened of me until the end of my next turn.
Okay, we're going to say that being beaten around the head by a crowbar, successfully beaten around the head with a crowbar, while someone else is yelling at him, is significantly intimidating. Okay, the dragon is frightened of you. He will have to roll attacks at disadvantage. And if I remember correctly, he cannot move towards you.
As a bonus action, I throw another of my crown of stars at him.
Okay. Roll to hit.
And I have pack tactics right now.
Yes, you do, because Old Bob is right up there in the thick of it.
And that's going to be an 18 to hit.
In this case, I'm not joking around when I say not quite.
Fair enough. I have 7 motes left. Not, I have 7 motes to start with. I have 5 left.
Okay. Well, if history has taught us anything about encounters between dragons and kobolds, this won't last 7 turns. We'll see. All right. I think Daldane is next.
Okay. How far would I have to go to get around the hill to see the mining op, the former mining operation?
Oh, that's behind you.
Oh, so I can just turn around and see the former mining operation.
Yeah.
And the no longer animate skeletons.
You can't see them. You buried them.
Oh, they got buried, didn't they?
Yeah.
They all got completely buried.
The only corpses that are going to be in the vicinity, you're going to have to wait a few turns.
Hi.
Sadly, Daldane is not able to cast Dance Macabre.
Tragically.
I mean, I would still let you use up the spell slot, just nothing would happen. Maybe a few squirrel corpses.
Oh, no. Although squirrels can be pretty vicious, so.
They can be. And an undead squirrel, that's an intimidation check right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's only the one dragon that we can see right now.
Yes, only the one that you can see.
Hmm.
What? I just repeated what you said.
I know.
There might have been a dramatic pause, or maybe I was just, you know, sipping some tea at the same time. It's a thing. It could have happened.
How far am I from the peak of the hill?
I would say it's about 45 feet as the Zeely flies.
Chain lightning.
Okay. That's a save that I have to roll?
Dexterity at 16.
No, I do not need to use a legendary resistance to save. So, what's my half damage?
22.
My pen is dying. You keep doing so much damage that I'm running out of ink. All right, so 22 damage on a failed save. Well, no, on a successful save. That's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Bardic Inspiration to Marwise.
Okay.
That's 1d12. 1d12 that you can add to any one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw.
Basically, if you have to roll a d20 and you roll low, add it.
Got it.
Okay. And that means Gox is up.
All right, Gox would like to rage, obviously.
Why? You're just having fun.
Yeah, well.
Gox would like to flip the table. All the magic cards have gone everywhere.
Yes.
A Black Lotus has been crumpled.
Okay, how far away am I from the dragon right now?
45 feet.
Okay, so
you can get there in one turn.
I can get there in one turn?
But you will not have an attack action when you get there.
Yeah, okay. If I use the Ring of Jumping, can I jump up onto the dragon?
How much range does the Ring of Jumping give you?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Didn't we figure out 19 feet the last couple of times?
Maybe. I think that sounds right, actually.
Okay.
I don't know. It says you cast the jump spell, so how much does the jump spell give you?
So what does it take to activate it? Is it a free action, a bonus action?
Let's see. While wearing this ring, which he is, you can cast the jump spell from it as a bonus action at will. But I've already done a bonus action because I just raged.
Yeah, so you can't use it yet.
Okay, so I can't do that one. All right. So I'm going to get as close to the dragon as I can. And if I can take a swing at him, great. If not, that'll be next turn.
Well, you will not be able to take a swing, but you can run up there and be right next to old Bob.
Okay. Throw a javelin.
No.
I can't do that either.
You can hang out where you could move 30 feet and then throw a javelin from 15 feet away.
Huh. Well, I still have to move 15 feet the next turn to get there.
Yeah, but your movement is double that, so you'd be able to cross that distance.
Okay. All right, let's throw a javelin. Why not?
Okay. So you're 15 feet left behind old Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And you toss a javelin. Give me an attack roll.
I got a 13.
And you're raging, so there's a lot of pluses.
Oh, right. Yes.
Why did I not have Gox's character sheet open already?
I don't know. All right, a javelin is do.
Your javelin bonus to hit would normally be an 8.
Oh,
What was the roll you made?
I rolled a 13.
Okay, so 13 plus 8 would be a 21. There's an additional bonus you get for raging, which does not matter because a 21 hits.
Okay.
So your damage is going to be 1d6 plus 3.
Okay.
Javelin is not a strength weapon, so you're not going to get a bonus to damage.
Okay.
Also, it's not a melee weapon, so you're not going to get your... radiant damage.
Okay, well, I've rolled a 1, so...
Okay, so you do 4 points of damage.
Okay.
So, physically, it doesn't do much, but there's now a javelin sticking out at a jaunty angle from the dragon's left nostril.
Good.
He feels the sudden urge to sneeze.
That could be a projectile then very soon.
The casters in the party are not entirely certain that there is enough rounds of prestidigitation. If one does, in fact, end up being covered in dragon's knot.
Yeah.
Gox is oblivious to this thought.
Yeah, he'll just shake it off like a dog anyway. Like he deserves to kill.
Just make it worse for everyone else involved.
Yeah, well, you know. All right, I think that's the end of my turn.
I appreciate Millie in chat is going, cool, a handhold.
Nice.
All right. So next up is Marwise. You have a target-rich environment for heals, a target-poor environment, unless you count mass, for attacks.
Is anyone else, like, really in danger of right now? Because... I took that full blast.
I'm fine.
I'm at about 35%.
Well, I'm at 20 out of 83, so...
I'm pretty sure the dragon's breath weapon won't renew this turn.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I don't know.
Yeah, heal yourself.
So does having a javelin in his nose affect his breath weapon at all? Could he get less air?
No, it would become a used matchstick very quickly.
Yeah. Okay. Just a thought.
And have about the same mass as an actual real life used matchstick.
Okay.
That's a 22 for healing.
Wow.
Yep, I heal myself for 22 points by using a 4th level spell slot. Still trying to save some of those higher ones for mass heals later. And just trying to decide what level I want to cast Spiritual Weapon at now.
By the way, the DM is disturbed by chat talking about writing things in blood.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from.
I blame Millie.
Is this in Twitch chat, or is my Discord broken?
It's in Mixer chat.
Mixer chat, okay. Sorry, just the severe breakage of Discord I had earlier is making me anxious.
Oh, understood. I appreciate, this is me being selfish, I appreciate that the chat has moved over to the area where anyone who wants to listen live at mixer.com/crashthedm can go in and listen to our games live and participate in this exact same chat. Hashtag not sponsored.
Mm-hmm. All right, and for my bonus action, I think I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon to attack Old Red. And
this, if I'm not mistaken, face.
I think I get advantage through pack tactics.
You do.
Yeah.
Then I nat 20'd it.
All right.
All right.
Wow.
Not going to argue with a 30.
Wow.
So the dragon's head got smacked in one direction really hard. And now it's going to get smacked back in the other one.
So that means I rolled double the dice, right?
Yes, and add the same bonus to damage if there is one. Dice get doubled, bonus does not.
16.
All right. Noted. Eventually, I'll be able to tell you it's bloodied. I mean, not right now, but eventually right. I'll be able to tell you it's bloodied. Okay, that's Marwise's turn. Now it's Old Red's turn. Someone do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dragon's turn. I need someone to roll me a d6.
Somebody's doing it.
3.
Okay, that's a 3. Its breath weapon is not renewed.
Ooh.
I would like everyone to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
For frightful presence.
All right.
One of the few saving throws Marwise is actually good at.
I got an 11. And wisdom is probably not very high. Actually, wisdom is plus 0.
No, you don't have to worry. Gox is raging. Gox cannot be frightened.
Oh, good. Okay.
You could march himself. Gox could march himself right into the dragon's mouth and just look over at old Bob, and you could both just look at each other and just go, "Eh."
He'd be the barbarian from that one. What's the movie? Guardians of the Galaxy, where the barbarian jumps into and starts fighting inside.
Yep.
Yeah, except that thing was just as tough on the inside as it was on the outside.
Yeah.
That's a 10. I think I've been frightened.
Okay. Well, to be fair, it's a really big red dragon. It's kind of terrifying.
Count of 15s do.
15s don't make it.
Okay, so both me and Daldane are scared as well then?
Yeah. So the problem is all of the ranged characters are frightened. All the melee characters are not. This doesn't help the dragon a whole lot, except
right.
as you are frightened, you no longer have pack tactics advantage because it's canceling that out. You're just gonna have to roll normally.
What does frightened mean?
It means several things. You can't move closer to the dragon, and pretty much. Let me read this. It doesn't say it on this because I'm viewing it in the encounter creator, and that doesn't let anything be hyperlinked, which they have a survey about that, and I said this. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, they didn't drop everything to acquiesce to my demands.
What?
I know, right? Don't they know who I am? Actually, they do. That's why they didn't. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. You know what really amuses me is the dragon is afraid of Zili. Zili is afraid of the dragon.
Huh.
Honestly, it's kind of my headcanon that the menacing feat in Zili's case is actually a manifestation of her being a draconic bloodline sorcerer.
I consider that to be very valid. I also have my headcanon being...
Okay, we don't have to flee?
No, you don't have to flee. You just can't get closer.
Okay.
You can flee if you want to. I mean, fleeing is not a free action, but you could do it.
You can flee if you want to. You can leave your friends behind.
Because your friends are charbroiled and... Wait, no. That doesn't work anymore. So in my headcanon, if Zili and the Red Dragon were within melee range of each other, they'd be doing the thing where they cover their face with one hand while they sort of slap fight with the other.
Slap fight.
Oh, no.
It'd be Mandark versus Dexter again. I'm here for this content.
Yep.
I would totally do it.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. Before Zeely's turn, is talking still a free action?
Yeah, it's currently Old Red's turn. But yes. Okay. Oh. Old Red has not made any attacks yet.
I'll wait for Old Red to finish his attacks.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to do legendary actions. Well, I won't forget that again. Unless I do. That has actually made some of your battles very, very easier when I've forgotten. Oh, by the way, you're fighting something with legendary actions. Maybe I should have it doing things after each of your attacks. Nope. Totally forgot.
Give your breath weapon long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
It is gonna go take a bite out of Gox.
Okay.
It considers Gox to be crime.
The thing about taking a bite out of Gox, he's likely to take a bite back.
Could be.
So, I have a sister that used to work for a pet grooming pet grooming place. This was many decades ago. But if the dog was starting to act a little bit nippy, what she'd do is she would hold on to its head with both hands, look it right in the eyes, and just say, "I bite back." And probably it was the unavoidable tone. Eye contact that, and the tone of voice that subdued them a bit so they didn't be nippy anymore. But I like to think that they knew just enough English to understand that it wasn't a threat. It was a promise.
They probably never had a human do that before. So they're like, what is this? You know?
Okay. So, but in other news, that is a 27 to hit.
Okay.
For the bite.
My armor class is 17, so that's
yeah.
A hit.
So, uh-huh. So 10 over your armor class is going to do something.
Yeah, it's going to do something.
Yeah, that's going to be... I'm reducing this by half for you already, because I know you're raging.
Okay.
It's going to be 9 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
But it's also quite warm in there.
Oh. Well, so, I have some resistance, but you're already
you
reducing
do.
It. Okay.
You do. So I get to reduce that by half as well, because... Raging doesn't give you resistance to fire damage. It's your armor that does.
It's the armor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are going to take 3 points of fire damage.
Okay. I can do that. I'm not doing great now, but I'm not terrible either.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, it's able to do this because it is a very large dragon. So even though you were 15 feet away, it just reaches out its neck and grabs you.
Okay. So now its head is right next to me for my next turn?
Technically, you're in its mouth.
Awesome.
Yeah. The rest of the party
is in his mouth.
So this will do quite nicely.
Remember the scene from Thor Ragnarok? Yeah, that's how it feels. You just see Gox's legs poking out underneath.
Yeah, this can work. This can work.
They look like very angry. Gox is in an angry stance.
Mm-hmm.
If Gox could kick it, Gox would.
Yeah.
And we're going to go for 2 claw attacks. That is, that's with that bonus. Oh, that's another 27. And I'm going to do the other claw attack as well. That one's not nearly as high. What was your armor class again?
Me?
Yeah.
17.
Okay. Well, with this bonus, that brought it to exactly 17. So that's 2 more hits.
Okay.
So I'm just going to, each of them is reduced by half. So I'm just going to tell you what the damage for one of them is. That's going to be... Okay. Actually, with the rounding down, math is fun. 14 points, because we're rounding down and then adding. 14
right,
points of slashing damage with the claws.
Okay.
And that is its turn. We're going back up to Old Bob. Welcome to Pack Tactics, where the DM is playing all the characters. And the points don't matter. Oh, by the way, thanks.
Should we take the 5?
We that's the end of the turn, so we probably should.
Should what?
And we will come back from the break with Old Bob doing what Old Bob does best.
Okay.
Being grumpy.
At the top of the round, Daldane is going to yell to Zeely, "Get to Marwise and hold."
Okay. Well, with that ambiguous command, we're going to take 5. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, now we should be back.
And, all
right. I see how it is.
And earlier today, I learned that everyone has exactly one hit point.
That's
true.
Yeah. Apparently, when the Navy figured out the prototype of war games, a hit point was basically how many 14-inch shells you could take before a ship sank. So we all have one hit point because how many 14-inch shells can you take?
Yeah, really.
A polymorph Gox has two hit points.
Wow.
But one of them is temporary.
All right.
And that's assuming Gox is raging.
Yeah.
Would that be considered bludgeoning or piercing damage?
I don't know. How does the scale mail armor handle it?
If
I mean, like dragon scale mail armor.
If they're explosive shells, it's fire damage and you're resistant to that.
You're resistant, so then, it could be all right.
Yeah. So the most powerful of you, hit point wise, would have four hit points.
Yes.
Zilly would still be impossible to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so it's old Bob's turn, right?
Yes, it's old Bob's turn. Good old
it's
Bob.
It's crowbar time.
Yeah, it's clobbering time.
Oh my gosh.
Old Bob is not afraid. He's asking the bridge keeper for some questions. That is over 20. That is over 20.
Wow.
That is... that one isn't over 20. I rolled a mighty 3. His bonus is high, but not that high. And average damage. Let's find my pen, which has not exploded, so I don't need to replace it with blood, according to the chat. Okay, marked off. So old Bob has gone, and because someone else has just ended their turn, that allows for a legendary action. I told you I wouldn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be... What's he going to do?
I'm not sure how he can do a breath weapon with a kobold barbarian in his mouth.
That's not a legendary action. He can only breathe on his turn.
Okay.
But he has got other things he could do. I mean, he could use detect. He could make a wisdom perception check as a reaction. He could do a tail attack, or he could do a wing attack. But in this case, because if he does a wing attack, he also flies up. And then can't get closer again. And he's not dumb. He's just very, very afraid. So he's going to make a tail attack. And he's going to go after... Where's my other attack? Where are the stats for tail attack? Where is it on here? Oh, there it is. It's really small. Okay. Oh, only plus 14 to hit. And only one target. He's gonna go after Gox. So that to do this, Gox, you're no longer in the mouth.
Okay. How's he gonna do that? He's gonna hit himself in the head with his tail.
Yep, and then you go right down the gullet.
Yeah, really.
It's like the reverse of a pop gun.
Oh no!
The worst pop gun ever.
Yeah. Okay.
That is, that's a 16.
Okay, that doesn't hit. He's got 17 armor class.
He's got plus 14 to hit. I rolled a mighty 2.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
DM feels bad. Feels bad, man. All right, Zili, you're up. You have been ordered, or maybe strategically requested, to go over to Marwise and hold. Hold what? We don't know, but hold something.
Hold her or hold still?
Hold hands.
Did I lose my connection again?
No, we're still here. Just everybody went silent for some reason.
Yep, we're
waiting
for
Haldane to answer.
Oh.
Yeah, Zili's response.
As to what you're supposed to hold.
Yeah.
Hold on until I get there.
Hold on to what?
Now I'm thinking of a song from the 80s. Hold on, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't think it's over.
Never mind, I'll hold her. Or anyway, can I get to her without
You were all kind of in a group, so I'm going to say yes. You're sort of sidestepping.
Okay, Zili sidesteps and grabs Marwise's arm, and with the other arm, Hermit,
I'm trying to get you to wait to act until I get there.
Oh! Alright, go ahead. I'm holding my action.
Okay, Daldane, it's your turn.
I run over to Zeely and Marwise.
And turn them into T-Rexes.
And not quite. I grab both their wrists and cast a fourth level heroism. A willing creature you touch is imbued with bravery until the spell ends, which is 1 minute. The creature is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points gains 3 temporary hit points at the start of each of its turns.
Now, Daldane, were you also frightened? I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
Fourth level heroism gets me 2 additional targets. So I'm casting it on myself, Zeely, and Marwise.
Okay.
Wouldn't
you could have also tried to make another
targets?
Save, but that works.
No, because it's a second level spell.
Oh, my thing here says it's a first level spell.
Oh, it is a first level spell. Why is it telling me?
Because it's visible for all the higher levels too.
Like you can pick it to be higher if you want.
Oh.
Some
you're
spells
right.
only get better every other level.
No, it's I intended to cast it at third level and had scrolled down too far.
Okay. It is what it is. The DM does not mind that you cast it at a higher level. Go ahead.
Okay.
Click the fifth level spell. It's fine. Go ahead.
Anyway, so Zeely, Marwise, and Daldane are immune to frighten and get 3 temporary hit points at the start of each of their turns.
All right.
Oh, good. Thank you. That helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to go with another tail attack. That is 12 on the die plus 14. So 26 is going to hit.
Yeah.
Gonna hit whom?
Everybody. Uh-huh. It's going to hit me for sure. Yeah.
So that's going to be rounded down 8 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Getting a little low now. Not terribly, but not... wouldn't want to continue in this pattern much longer.
Well, Zeely still got her turn.
It's true.
And Zeely no longer has disadvantage, so I think she is Pack Tactics again.
She does?
Well, you're all holding hands, so you're definitely close, right?
We will defeat you with the power of friendship.
Close to the enemy. Needs to be close to the enemy, not to
me. Sorry. I'm close to the enemy. I'm going to get with this table.
Right. Yes. All right. It is now Zeely's turn again, and first of all, she is going to fling another mote from her Crown of Stars, bringing it down to 4 left, I believe.
I believe so. This is your third one.
That's not going to hit. That's a 16.
There is a new star in the sky. No. I would say that if it was a crit fail. this one just goes off, and there's a minor explosion off in the distance. You hear a small voice go, "My cabbages!"
I cast Chromatic Orb at 4th level, lightning damage.
You're not going to do fire damage? You could do fire damage.
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that in this particular case, I could not, in fact, do fire damage.
Well, it depends on if you hit.
Well, true. I could do fire damage to the environment.
Yep.
But I'm not.
Sanctimonia shows up and says, "I approve," gives a thumbs up and disappears again.
Anyway, I'm going to attempt to do some lightning damage. That's a 22 to hit.
That will hit.
All right. Okay. I almost rolled for if I was using the absorb element. Stored energy. That's not how that works. That's the wrong spell.
The DM also forgot to make a roll during the dragon's turn, but he's going to rectify that during the dragon's next turn.
And that's 24 points of lightning damage.
There is the slight smell of bacon in the air. It's possible that Gox burped. You're not entirely certain.
If we tell Gox the dragon is hiding bacon, can Gox go in a double rage?
No.
Multi-rage.
Godlike.
And
God
the
Slayer.
Dragon is no longer frightened because it's the end of Zeely's turn.
Okay. The dragon is no longer frightened of a small kobold. Mostly because the dragon does not know the small kobold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gox.
Okay, so I'm standing on the ground instead of in the dragon's...
Yep.
Okay.
You are within melee range of the dragon at this point.
Okay, I'm within melee range of the dragon. How tall is the dragon? I want to get near its head if I can.
Let's see. It's huge, so it's about 15 feet.
15 feet?
Yeah, that's so where I was able to reach you.
Okay, so I can use the ring of jumping to get up by its neck, maybe?
You can make an attempt.
Okay, I'm going to make an attempt. Yeah.
As a particularly famous DM has been known to say, well, you can certainly try.
You can certainly try. Well, let's see what happens. I've rolled a 5. Do I have tactics to try again or no? I can use my inspiration to try again.
I will allow a pack tactics roll.
A pack tactics roll? Okay.
Yep.
That one's a 13.
Well, a 13, and you're making a melee attack. So, you've got a plus 8.
Yeah, I mean, well...
And then you have an additional... Let me look it up.
Okay.
Because you're raging.
Right.
And I clicked on something, so it covered up the part about raging.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it got out of that interface. Strength checks, saving throws, plus 4 damage. It doesn't say anything here about bonus to hit for rage.
I don't know.
That's weird.
I thought I was trying to use the ring of jumping to get up on top of the dragon's neck.
Oh, that's what you're rolling.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
And you rolled, what, a 13?
Yeah.
Okay, well, your dexterity is plus 2. That brings up to a 15. I would say that's a good threshold.
Okay, so I land on the dragon's neck?
Not on it, but you're doing one of those slow motion shots where you're jumping in the air and raising your battle axe above your head with both hands. Well, the other kobolds are sort of just like watching you go and changing the angle of their necks to watch you arc through the air gracefully. Maybe going, ooh, or not. Duldane, for some reason, has procured a bag of popcorn. You don't know from where.
Okay.
And in slow motion, we hear Gok saying, please don't kill me.
The kobold battle cry.
Yes, the traditional kobold battle cry.
Traditional canon kobold battle cry.
Yes, as the axe swoops down, and now give me your attack roll.
Ah, okay, attack roll. Well, fell right off the desk. Okay, and that hit the other dice I rolled. Okay, I have a 5. I did get 2 swings, but that's a 5.
Yeah. I would normally say pack tactics.
Try to fix that, maybe, but yeah.
Here's how I'm fudging the numbers. Your jump should not have been at advantage because I thought you were doing an attack roll.
Oh, okay.
And it's attack rolls that get advantage from pack tactics. So I'm not going to let you roll again for this strike unless you use your point of inspiration.
Why not? Okay. Let's do it.
Then you may roll again.
Okay.
That's what they're there for.
That one's an 8. That's not much better.
An 8 plus 8 is still 16, but that's not going to do
it. It's not much better.
That's below
charm.
Okay,
so that's my first swing.
So as you're doing this graceful attack through the air, the axe just sort of like does this wonderful arc right under the dragon's neck.
Yeah, just
and then you land.
Okay.
And then time speeds up again and you can do your second attack, but it's not going to be the dragon's neck.
Okay, well, second attack.
Mm-hmm.
I keep rolling it into other dice, which is not good. Okay, second attack is an 18.
That's going to hit without any bonus.
Well,
no, with bonuses, it's going to hit.
Okay. All right, so that one hits. And then I roll, what was it?
It's a D10.
D10.
And a D6.
D10 and a D6.
Yes.
Okay, D10 and a D6. All right, the D10 is a 1.
Okay, well... between your strength bonus and your raging
bonuses.
That's still 9 points of damage.
Okay.
And roll
roll
your radiant damage.
Radiant is a 6.
All right. And that's going to be, what's the bonus for radiant?
I don't know.
I always have to look down. That's also a plus 8 for different reasons.
Okay.
So that is 14 points of damage.
Okay. Cool. I think that ends my turn. Where am I in relation to the dragon? Like, where did I land?
You are now a bit further away from Old Bob, but you're still within melee range of the dragon because it's a really big dragon.
Okay. So I missed trying to jump up on its neck. Is that
accurate?
Okay. All right. That's fine. I just didn't know where I was at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zeely, hold again. You'll see why.
All right. Zeely holds her action.
Okay. We are...
But it's Marwise's turn.
Well, technically, it's the end of Gox's turn, so we're getting another legendary action happening.
Okay. All right.
That is a 19.
Yeah, that's... If he's going after me, that's higher than my armor class.
Yep, take another 8 points of bludgeoning damage. This tail keeps coming down right on you. Fwack! Fwack!
Yeah. Fwack. All right, let me do that. 8? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And now it is Marwise's turn.
All right. So, is everyone within is everyone within a roughly 30 feet range of each other?
No. The melee are 45 feet away from you.
Ooh. All right. So, in that case, I'll use my main action to channel divinity. Let me double check how much that currently does. So, Gox, heal yourself for 80.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Ooh, I only get two of those, but yeah, you're taking the beating, so you're getting it.
Okay, let me put all that back. I think it's going to chop me off, pretty much.
Anyone who cares to can give me an insight check.
Yeah, that actually got me all the way back to my top amount of hit. That was awesome.
5 for insight.
With a natural 1.
You're fairly certain that this dragon is all a clever ruse.
All right. What are we rolling? I missed it.
Insight.
Insight. Yeah. Okay. I will.
Zeely doesn't realize it. With an 18, Marwise realizes it and doesn't feel better.
I have an 11, and the insight is plus 5.
Okay, so that would take 16. It above 15. So Gox also realizes.
Guys, this dragon is red.
It's a clever deduction.
Red is
the color of fire, so maybe if we use fire damage against it...
Oh, no.
We can make this happen. Red is the color of love. We should prestidigitate some flowers for it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
That would be a performance check, and... Actually, no, we're not going to do that, because that'd be one of the situations... that I only hear about on forums about Dungeons and Dragons, where the bard seduces the dragon.
Yeah.
Oh no.
It's not you. It's him. You're just not really its type. It does have a type.
Apparently.
And that type is not actively trying to kill it.
Fair enough.
Yes. With a 16 and an 18, Gox and Marwise both realize the first time Bob tried to escape, they killed his crew. The dragon, other than its breath attack, is not really trying to kill old Bob right now. It intends to take him alive again after it's done with you.
We gotta take this dragon down then.
Yeah. Well, if old Bob doesn't do it first, I mean, he's critting.
Right, I mean, he's doing pretty good.
he's attacked twice, and he's gotten 2 out of 3 hits each time.
Yeah, he's doing better than Gox right now.
He will be the one that crawls down the dragon's throat and then beats his way out from the inside.
Yeah, could be.
Rip out dragon's teeth and beat it to death with his own teeth. No, it'd be that scene from Red versus Blue where... And then she beat him to death with his own skull. I don't think that's physically possible. Yeah, that's what he said. How is this physically possible? Oh, that was a good scene. So we were saying.
All right.
I don't remember.
That takes care of my main action. And I still have a spiritual weapon, which I believe still gets pack tactics.
Now it does.
So the higher the 2 is 26. Is that good?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, you graze it. I mean, it's not a crit.
All right. And that's 18 damage.
Okay. Noted.
And that's all I can do this turn.
Okay.
You did well.
The dragon has used up all of its legendary actions at the end of Gox's turn. If only it had a turn. Oh, wait! It's the dragon's turn. Someone roll me a d6.
A what?
Someone roll me a d6.
Two. Oh,
there you go.
That is a mighty two. Okay, its breath weapon does not renew.
Okay.
The DM is slightly regretting not rolling the d6 himself, because then he could fudge the numbers, but he didn't say that out loud.
Right.
No,
the DM
really
is slightly regretting allowing the bard to have conversations with the ancillary combat characters.
Oh, actually, no, they were the clever ruse.
Ah.
Okay.
They were actually illusionary. You would, the characters wouldn't know this, but for the player's benefit, they never really existed. They were there to draw you out.
Okay.
They literally vanished as soon as they were out of sight. Or they were out of sight as soon as they vanished. One of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Archbeth, yes, clever ruse, as in they were large marsupials known for boxing and kicking really hard. And for some reason, they were wearing deerstalker caps.
Clever girl.
All right, I like the clever girl thing where it's the velociraptor with makeup. I found that amusing.
So it's Big Red's turn, right?
It is Big Red's turn. And they are no longer afraid. So they barrel down the hill towards the casters because, you know, those kobolds that are just hanging in the back, wiggling their fingers in the air? What if we attacked them?
Oh, it's going to regret
it. Well, we'll see what happens, yeah. Don't we?
Well, first of all, that does mean two attacks of opportunity, one from Gox and one from old Bob. So go ahead and roll your attack of opportunity, Gox. I'm not going to ask if you want to. I know the answer.
Oh, yeah. I've got a 15 on the dice for it.
With your plus 8,
that almost
that's
certainly
hit.
Will hit.
Yeah. Okay.
Old
so it's
Bob misses.
He misses. Okay.
I know. I'm just looking at the number like, you lie.
All right. So the D10 is an 8 plus and, whatever.
Yeah. It's just going to be the D10 because this is not
it's an 8 plus
attack.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's going to be 8 plus 8. Actually, because you are still raging, so you have the plus 4 and the plus 4.
Okay, cool.
So that's 26 damage from
Yay!
An attack of opportunity.
Nice.
It's going to have trouble sitting down for the next few days.
Well, you know, come hit me with its tail. I figured, you know.
Yeah.
Take a swing.
It's going to need, imagine if you will, an incredibly large cushion that's donut-shaped.
Aww.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well put it out of its misery. But it comes barreling down the hill and attempts to take a bite out of Daldane.
Oh, no.
Well, if it doesn't roll a 1, it succeeds.
Yeah, well, that's a 16 on the die. So that is
it
going
doesn't
to be,
even need a bonus.
It's going to be 19 points of piercing damage. And 7 points of fire damage.
Wow.
That brings me down to 10.
All right. It's going to take a claw attack at Daldane.
I see how it is.
Yeah, it realized that you were running around buffing people and giving orders. Figures you're the leader.
Oh, no.
It may have rolled well on an insight check. That's a 7 on the die, but plus 14. That's going to be a hit. You said you had 10?
Except I'm using cutting words.
Okay. So however much you reduce 15, you reduce 15.
So I reduce 15 by 6.
All right, you're down to 1 hit point.
Oh, no.
And it then swipes at you with the other claw.
Ah, jeez.
That is a 24.
Oh, no.
That'll hit.
Okay. You are knocked a good 20 feet away from the rest of the group, and you skid to a bloody stop on the ground.
You know, I think I've upgraded you from... in my way to enemy.
Well, it is now old Bob's turn.
Is he still on the dragon?
No, he was never on the dragon. He ran up to the dragon and started smacking him in the face.
Oh, okay, I got it.
So he takes the dash action to go down the hill. and attacks the dragon from behind, which is a way to add insult to injury, I guess. That is going to hit. That is not. He doesn't have a high enough bonus for a 3 to do something. Mm-hmm. And that's a nat 1.
Oh, no.
I seem to have used up most of the good rolls, but that's still one good hit. He is no longer smacking it across the face. He's now smacking it on the back end, which could be dangerous in and of its own, but for incredibly different reasons. All right, next up is Zeely. How would you like to invoke your fiery vengeance, which is not going to be so fiery?
Not fiery.
Yeah. Fiery vengeance minus the fiery.
Zeely lifts off.
Okay, well, you were right next to Daldane, so that's going to invoke Attack of Opportunity if you're going higher than 15 feet.
I'm not going out of range of it.
Okay.
I'm just lifting off for dramatic effect.
Okay.
And I'm going to, first off, throw one of my motes at it, bringing me down to 3 left.
No, I was thinking you would not be able to use them all up, but this fight's been going on for a while. You might get the full mileage out of this spell.
26?
Although if you keep rolling a 26... how many 26s have been rolled tonight? Cindy rolled a 26
several.
Earlier. Yeah, that seems to be the number. Well, 24, 22...
For 32 points of radiant damage. And since that's a bonus action...
The dragon rolls to disbelieve. That doesn't have any effect because this is 5th edition, not 1st.
I'm going to cast a 5th level chromatic orb. 25.
A 25 is going to hit.
Dragon 2, electric boogaloo.
22 points of lightning damage.
You briefly see its skeleton.
Wow.
It looks like it might actually have some bone spurs. It should probably get those checked.
Leave Daldane alone.
You seem a valiant, worthy opponent. I'll kill you last.
With that,
I wish I could say the same to you.
With that, it goes and smacks Marwise with its tail. That is going to be a dirty 20 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. That is going to be... I kept reducing the damage because it was hitting Gox before. That is going to be 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay, 17 is not too bad, especially okay. After the 10 hit points and everything.
Daldane, you know what time it is.
I do know what time it is.
It's okay, just don't die. I'll cast a healing spell as soon as I can.
It's everyone's favorite game. Roll that death save. And that's a 14. You succeed. All right, next up is Gox.
Okay. Where's the dragon's tail in relation to where I'm standing?
Because of how big the dragon is, I'm going to say that even though it ran 45 feet down the hill, you could use one movement to get to its tail.
Okay, because what I want to do is walk up the tail and get to its neck.
You're not going to be able to do that this turn, but you can get to the tail this turn.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try that.
Gox is remembering a noble paladin by the name of Fenix Jr.
He has heard the tale of how he slayed a dragon.
We just need someone to cast friends.
Yes. Yeah, that's basically what I'm going for.
Unfortunately, the roll would still be at disadvantage because the only people who might be capable of casting it are either bleeding out or have threatened and insulted the dragon.
This is true.
Yes.
I don't have that cantrip.
Probably for the best.
Okay, yeah. So as... I don't know if this would work. How far away is everybody from me?
If you use your full movement, everyone else will be 15 feet away, except for Daldane, who will be an additional 20.
Okay, so I'm going to do a bonus action.
Okay.
I think it's a bonus action. Yeah, it's a bonus action. It's Zealous Presence. And so I unleash a battle cry, and up to 10 creatures of my choice within 60 feet that can hear you gain advantage on attack rolls and saving throws until the start of my next turn.
Okay. So we're going to put a pin in that in case someone loses pack tactics, because that will mean that they don't actually lose their advantage roll.
Right, but it's not going to cause me any harm. I don't lose anything by casting this or whatever.
It's a free bonus action. So
yeah, so I'm going to do that and hope that it'll help.
And for effect, you just like yell while rearing your head back and holding your arms out with the claws to the air, and speed lines appear all around you for no reason whatsoever.
Yep.
The background goes like a bright yellow out of a comic book.
Nice.
There's a freeze frame, and then "To Be Continued" appears at the bottom at a sharp angle in red font.
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue immediately because we already did our break.
Yeah.
Okay. For your next trick.
I get two?
Well,
two swings?
That was your bonus action. You got two
regular
attacks.
That's my bonus action. Oh, yeah. Okay. So
your attack action
gives
you two attacks.
All right. So I'm going to try to hit the dragon.
Okay.
I rolled a 14 plus something.
That's going to hit because you got a plus 8 to hit.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a 1d10.
And a 1d6.
Okay, the 1d10 is an 8 plus whatever.
That'll be 16.
I get for that. And the radiant damage is a 5 plus whatever.
Plus another 8 for different reasons. But
okay.
I like that they're both plus 8s. When you level up so that they're not anymore, I'm going to be
then
very
we're gonna
confused
have problems.
For a little while.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's my first swing. Do I get a second swing?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Second one's a 19, so I'm assuming
that'll
hit
even without a bonus.
Yeah.
But it's only going to be a d10.
The d10 is a 5.
Okay. Well, still get a plus 8 to that, so that's still not bad.
Yeah.
Okay. As its legendary action, after you've done these attacks, it does its wing attack. So everyone within 10 feet... Everyone who's conscious is within 10 feet. Needs to make a DC 22 dexterity saving throw.
I got a 20 on the dice.
Natural 20 always
succeeds. If I did not get a natural 20, I fail the save.
Okay.
Do I add anything or am I good? I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
With a nat 20, you don't have to add anything. A nat 20 automatically. If the DC was 50,000, a nat 20 means you still make it.
Okay, that's what I rolled.
Okay. Gox rolled 50,000. If Gox had long, spiky hair and a guitar, which I suppose is also still called Nax, with this wing attack, Gox would be in a heavy metal rock band.
There you go.
Specifically one from the 80s. There would be a lot of spandex.
Some strange applications of makeup.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want that fan art. That would be such awesome fan art. So there's a lot of wind blowing at you and you're just like, ah, you call this a storm. Actually, you don't. Okay. So if you make the save, you don't take any damage or get knocked prone. If you don't make the save, you take 15 bludgeoning damage and you are knocked prone. Zeely, you are also... give me a second dexterity save.
Oh, sorry.
That's a 9.
You are going to take an additional 2 points of falling damage because you flew up for effect. Not very high. But
that's valid. That's fair.
Okay. And the dragon is now. Oh, I didn't roll for old Bob. Poor old Bob. So if Gox was playing the guitar in this windstorm, old Bob would be in the back with the drum kit.
All right.
He's got a crowbar. You hit things.
Yeah.
It's technically anything's a percussion instrument if you use it right. Or wrong. Or very, very wrong. My cabbages! All right. And it is... How high is it in the air now? It can move half its flying speed. It is... Oh, its flying speed is 80. It is now 40 feet in the air.
Oh, no.
Okay. And that was its legendary action after Gox went. It is now Marwise's turn.
All right. Is there anywhere where all my allies are within 30 feet of each other?
Daldane is 20 feet away from you.
Don't worry about me. I'm doing fine.
Same.
You're probably also a lot closer to me and Daldane than Gox is, so...
Gox doesn't need any help right now.
Gox ran down the hill, so did old Bob. So they're both within 15 feet of you. Daldane is first from you, he's 20 feet away. She is, rather.
So can I get Daldane and myself within 30 feet?
Daldane is currently within 30 feet of you. Daldane's within 20.
All right. And can I rope Zeely into that, or is it just us two at that point?
Zeely is right next to you. Daldane is 20 feet away from you. Everyone else is 15 away from you. So if we drew a circle on the map with you in the center, everyone is at max distance 20 feet from you.
All right, then. I'm going to dump my highest level spell slot into this. So just let me roll.
Gox does not need any healing right now if changes your mind or whatever. I don't know what you're doing, but he's fine.
It's an AoE.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's an AoE. All right. So.
Okay.
I was pretty much committed to casting this, if for no one else, just me and Daldane, but...
Okay.
You know,
it's like when
I just didn't want you to like use something that you didn't need to if you didn't know that Gox was full up, so... Yeah.
It's like when the druid in WoW cast that spell that it's been so many years, so I forget what it is, but it makes a green circle on the ground where standing in it heals you, and then the DPS is like, no, but I'm going to stand outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need healing.
All right, so if you can take 50 points of healing, take it. If not, take what you can.
Daldane, you have the worst headache, but you're awake.
Can I actually add 50 points? Is that good?
I'm back to full.
No, you're healing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
I'm awake.
And I still have my bonus action.
Daldane, you don't know what you did last night, but you probably had a good time.
All right, I'm going to move my spiritual weapon as little as it needs to make a solid attack. And with pack tactics, it got a 27.
Can you move your spiritual weapon 40 feet?
Oh, I guess not, so...
Yeah, because it's 40 feet up from you, and where it was on the hill originally was 45 feet away from you. So that's... I'm not going to do the math to figure out the hypotenuse of that triangle.
In that case, since I cast it at a low enough spell slot, I feel fine burning it. I just recast it and attack anyway.
Okay.
So, yep, I'll dump that spell slot and...
Do you want me to reroll?
Okay.
I'll take it. Or rather, this dragon's going to take it.
14 damage.
All right. The dragon is not happy about the situation.
Do I get a turn?
This is the tail end, no pun intended... That's a lie. The DM always intends the puns, even if they're not intended.
Yeah. I was gonna say.
This is the tail end of the turn where you made your first death save. So yes, you did get a turn.
Okay. And I used it to make my death save.
Yeah, your turn was trying to keep your insides on the inside, and you succeeded.
I was just wondering if I got to take an action before the top of the turn.
No.
Okay.
No, I am not going to say you almost died, therefore you get two turns.
Oh.
The DM is gracious and giving, but not that giving. Or is he? No, he's not. Or is No, he's not.
Okay,
it is Old Red's turn. And you see him pull out a vial.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
And chug it.
Oh, no.
Oh, by the way, someone roll me a d6.
Two.
You keep rolling too low. Roll a 5 or a 6. Makes the fights much less legendary if the dragon only gets one breath attack in the whole fight. Man, this is what I get for not having you fight the Tarrasque. He doesn't need to recharge a breath weapon. He just eats everything. Everything that moves, and then everything that didn't move. Not necessarily in that order. It's kind of a smorgasbord buffet. Moving on. So after the dragon chugs whatever it is that the dragon chugged, it uses, its movement to fly 80 feet away, which takes it over the tree line.
The dragon?
The dragon flew 40 feet up, and now it's flown 80 feet away.
I thought we were talking about old Bob.
Oh, no, old Red.
No.
Different old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Possibly they're the same age, but in this case, that's just enough to take the dragon to adult. You were not fighting an ancient. Little does the party know that when they actually fight the Tarrasque, it will turn out to be just a whole bunch of mimics. in a Tarrasque-shaped trench coat.
How high up is the dragon?
Well, when you last saw it, it was 40 feet away. It was flying through the trees. The trees are actually higher than 40 feet, so, well, most of them are now higher than 40 feet. There are some that are not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the dragon is out of line of sight.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Either
I'll get you next time, kobolds. Next time!
Okay, so yeah. It retreated. We should probably get out of here before it gets back up.
Yeah.
I don't get to chase it. Fine.
Well, do you have a fly speed of 80 or higher?
I have Dimension Door. I can have a fly speed of 500 if I want to.
Oh my gosh. Bring me with.
Remember, your flies, you can fly forever so long as it's down. With Dimension Door, you probably could chase it and take one of your friends with you, but you would have to leave the rest of your friends behind because they don't dance.
I think in Daldane's case, that is patently inaccurate.
This is true. Yeah.
No, Daldane doesn't dance. Daldane makes everyone you oppose dance.
Yeah.
And all of your undead friends dance that weren't
on
undead.
On the other
before.
Hand, take me with you.
Maybe Daldane's more powerful.
I just had this image of Daldane casting polymorph on the dragon while it's airborne. Suddenly it's like a bunny.
All
flapping,
right, let's do
flapping
this.
Its front paws as frantically as it can as it goes.
Come on,
oh,
then.
That's not what I was going to do.
Dimension Door.
The DM would like to point out it did not actually use any of its legendary resistances.
Yeah, true. But I'm not going to ask it to.
I want to see
what Daldane's gonna do.
No, the DM now immediately knows what Daldane intends to do, and the DM would be here for this content, but we've been playing for over 2 hours, so I'm going to suggest that we end it for now.
Okay,
let's cut on the Dimension
Door.
Yeah,
that's a fair cop.
Okay, if it wasn't a school night, I wouldn't be opposed to playing a bit longer, but
right
yeah, I got work in the morning, and first graders. All right, so.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Sorry, I know from experience what first graders are just like.
I enjoy it. I love what I do. So tonight, I hope you had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun because I love what I do, as I said. I'm not the best at what I do, and what I do isn't pretty, but whatever.
I almost died.
That's true.
I imagine
that was, what, 2 or 3 sessions since I almost died.
Okay, so I know Ellie said I almost died, but in my head I was hearing it in a totally different voice, that of Ralph Wiggum. And I don't know why I just thought that, like, I'm in danger or whatever. So tonight I was joined by a bunch of incredibly awesome people. Ellie, Io, Jen, Millie's been hanging out in chat. Cindy, Archbreath was hanging out in chat as well. We've got plugs. Ellie runs a social network over at elic.xyz. It's really cool. I believe that you no longer need someone to send you an invite. Registrations are open, but Ellie does have to approve them if you don't get an invite.
Yes.
Okay. EO's mom writes books at elizabeth-mccoy.com. You should go there and get some books. Jen has a blog and podcast over at bookofjen.net. And we have a Patreon over at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. We try to keep the lights on. I end up always spending more money than what gets donated, because if we get more money, I'm just going to keep spending it on more cool things to make the site look cooler, like maybe having awesome stuff written by an incredible freelance writer who may or may not play a very angry kobold on occasion. But you can be one of the cool people who helps us fund these things, like Alice or Chris or Cindy or Ellie or Eric, just by, you know, going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. So until next time, this is Crash saying, I'll get you next time, kobolds. Next time.